All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday, hump day. Mm-hmm. Steve?
Yeah, my closing remarks are this. Who you are going to be, what you are going to become, what you hope for, all of this is based solely on decisions that you will make. So choose all of your decisions wisely. I wish I understood this as a younger man, and I'm so trying to get my sons to understand this, and daughters, that decisions you are making right now will affect your future. It actually begins in the ninth grade. When you're in the ninth grade, they start keeping track of your grades. They let kindergarten through eight go. But from 9, 10, 11, and 12, they start accumulating the grade point. Because that's going to determine, the GPA will determine your ability to get into higher education, college. So it starts then. So they start at a young age training you that the decisions you make now will affect your tomorrow. Well, it becomes even more important once you're done with school, because now everything you do is counting. Everything you do matters. You can stop thinking just because you're young, it don't matter. It matters. What you do at 20 has something to do with 25. What you do at 25 has something to do with 30. Maybe not directly, but indirectly, it will affect you. I was listening to, we were doing a story earlier today about the basketball player Paul Pierce, and he has a podcast. And in his podcast, he said that marriage is for old people and poor people. Now, Earth, Wind & Fire said it best in a song. It said, you're always going to find a few to walk with you. I don't care what you say online. You can find somebody to agree with you. Now, Paul Pierce, who is not married, you are now listening and taking advice from somebody who's never done it. And has justified why he won't do it. Because marriage is for old people and poor people. What? That don't make no sense. That just doesn't. But if that's how he's thinking, it will affect his tomorrow. And when Paul Pierce gets at an age where he's going to want to have somebody by his side, you've got to remember that when you were younger, you made these certain decisions that prohibited somebody from being by your side. So now your pool of selecting who will be by your side is going to lessen the older you get. Your decisions that you make today will have something to do with your tomorrow. So choose wisely. Nuri Muhammad said it best. He said, outside of your relationship with God, the most important decision that you will ever make in your life is who you choose to spend the rest of your life with. That's an important decision. Now, I've gotten it wrong a couple of times. I really have. And I've learned in my life that sometimes you got to get it wrong to get it right. But what I do not do, I do not allow my past to determine my future either. When you make a mistake, as you will and oftentimes may, you have the right to correct them. You have the right to get them right. Now, had I made smarter decisions earlier, I wouldn't have had to write so much. But I've made a lot of mistakes. A lot. I have made more mistakes than I've gotten it right. But listen to me. You only need a couple of wins in life, y'all. So stop letting the disappointments and the setbacks and the mistakes bury you. Because you only need one win. Of all the mistakes you've made, you just need one win. You need one of them to hit. A baseball player becomes a multimillionaire by having success at the plate 3 out of 10 times, 30%. A great baseball player has a 30% success rate. 30%. He fails at the plate 70% of the time. He makes millions of dollars. Nobody in the NBA is shooting 100% even from the free throw. If you're shooting 80% from the free throw, you're a pretty good free throw shooter. Nobody in golf, every round, shoots a birdie. Nobody. Not every hole birdies the hole. Sometimes you par, sometimes you bogey. The greatest golfers in the world bogey and triple bogey. And they're the greatest golfers in the world. Stop letting when you get it wrong define who you are. You have the right to make up from mistakes. But remember now, try to make a better decision in the first place, because all the decisions that you make will have an effect on your tomorrow. Even though you can't control tomorrow, you do have a say-so in it. So you can't throw caution to the wind. Make smart decisions today. Pay very close attention, because tomorrow may very well come. Those are my closing remarks. Hope you got something from it. If you didn't, join us tomorrow, God willing, and maybe you'll get something from it then. If you don't, it's because you ain't looking for nothing. So go ahead on.
That's how you're going to end it, though?
Yeah, today.
That's how it started, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. See y'all tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.